A child safety campaigner says there's evidence the prospective spouse visa program in Australia is being abused and should be reviewed. Hundreds of 17-year-old girls have been granted visas over the last 5 years to come to Australia to marry. The federal opposition says that some cases involving 17-year-olds who come here to marry much older men are disturbing. But the Immigration Department is defending the program, as Simon Lauder reports.
The Department of Immigration has released figures on prospective spouse visas issued to applicants aged under 21 over the last 5 years. They include hundreds of visas granted to 17-year-old girls under the sponsorship of an older male. The CEO of the Australian Childhood Foundation, Joe Tucci, says he's concerned by the figures.
Well, I was really surprised that there was such high numbers of young people who were being allowed to come into this to Australia on these sorts of visas.
In most cases, the age difference is a few years or less, but many 17-year-old girls have been brought to Australia by prospective spouses aged in their 30s. One 17-year-old was sponsored by a 57-year-old man and another by a 50-year-old. Dr. Tucci says large age gaps should warrant extra scrutiny and the visa program should be investigated.
Anything beyond 2 years, I think, puts us into the realm of needing to scrutinise whether it's appropriate for that young person to get that kind of visa.
The Immigration Department says that applicants must meet a strict range of criteria and there are checks to make sure no abuse is taking place. Why aren't you satisfied with that?
Well, I think that we need to scrutinise what those tests and assessments are. That's what I'm saying. I think that just like in child protection, we need to have a transparent process that enables us to see what are the questions that are being asked, how is that assessment being undertaken. Because if we're not satisfied that that assessment is rigorous enough, then we may be inadvertently allowing these children to be exploited or to run the risk of being harmed in some way. And I think whilst a government department says they're doing everything that they can, a lot of government departments say that and don't always act in children's interests.
A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, told The World Today the prospective spouse visa program has not changed since Labor came to government in 2007 and is in keeping with the Marriage Act. The Federal Opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, says he's disturbed to hear some 17-year-olds have been sponsored by prospective spouses decades their senior.
When you have the sorts of stories that were reported today, which involve allegedly girls under the age of 18 being brought out on marriage visas, prospective marriage visas, to people sometimes three times their age, then alarm bells should certainly ring. And what I want to know is, have those alarm bells been ringing?
The head of the Migration Institute of Australia, Maureen Horder, says only a small portion of the 6,000 prospective spouse visas issued each year are for 17-year-olds, and the applicants usually wait until they're 18 to get married. She says some cases do highlight the need for more scrutiny.
I'm not keen to see any young woman with that kind of age difference in any relationship. But really, let's look at it sort of objectively. In our society, people make many choices about who their partners and who they marry are, and it's very difficult for the state to get in the middle of that. I wouldn't like to see that. And I certainly don't, and we deplore any situation of forced marriage. And I think there was a reference to someone being forced to marry. Now, that's just unacceptable, I think, in our society completely. It's certainly unacceptable to our institute.
Do you think that the Department of Immigration could tighten its checks and its criteria for these visas?
Well, look, for someone to get a prospective spouse visa, the people have to be known to each other for a start. You know, I mean, that is one of the criteria. They must know each other. And both the applicant applying for the visa and the sponsor can be interviewed by departmental officers if they think that's necessary. Now, the only question left in my mind is really whether, in fact, there are some cases that would come under the radar, as it were, with particularly younger women, where the interviewer may not be particularly trained to, you know, observe where there may be something slightly wrong. So there's an issue in the back of my mind about whether the training of interviewers from the department is sufficient. you know, like, should we be treating these cases, were it to minor, with people who are specially trained to deal with it?
The Department of Immigration says there are significant checks and balances to ensure that relationships are legitimate before a visa is granted. It says the policy minimises the potential for abuse.
Simon Lauder reporting.